A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
People play stylistically, you know, they play rock, they play this, whatever, and some people play themselves. He played himself. That's why there's no more Frank Zappas.
In this life you've got choices to make. Some will be right and some will be mistakes, but only time will have to heal all the bruises and the bumps. You might get a second wind, but you only go around once. Can I have it in the monitor?
Hello, 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 hello.
My name is Don, and I play keyboards, sometimes an actual piano, when it's available.
Praise the Lord!
His name is Don Preston, and my name is Bunk Gardner, and I am the flutist or flautist, saxophonist, and sometimes bass clarinetist of the Grandmothers of Invention.
My name is Christopher Garcia, and I play drums and percussion, and I sing with the Grandmothers of Invention.
So we'll be riding somewhere, be mistaken, but all the time we'll have to heal. It's fine. Three. I'm good.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight. Nine.
Ten.
Thank you.
We will be going forever. Certainly quite a bit into the future, because we love what we're doing, and unless some act of God prevents us, we will continue to tour. There are so many fans to meet of Frank Zappa that it's a joyous occasion for us.
On the way to get to you, do you think that I'm crazy?
The top, very top.
To make 68 albums, you know, that's almost two albums, three albums a year from when he started. That's amazing. I mean, I can't think of anybody who's doing that now.
I'm crazy, out of my mind. Do you think that I creep in the night and sleep in the fog?
Let me take a minute to tell you my plan. Let me take a minute to tell why I'm missing.
I love you. Stupid and blind. Do you think that I dream in the night, holding you with me?
Well, this goes back so many years when we decided to...
1981.
Yes.
Monk and I and Jimmy Carl Black decided to form a group called the Grandmothers. And we've been going ever since.
I was asked to join in 2002 for a one-time concert. We were supposed to play once with as many alumni that were available in Leipzig at the Gewandhaus. We played in 2003. For one concert, and since then we've played over 500 concerts in 28 countries on four continents.
And this is a kind of an extension, I believe, of our age, because middle age is creeping up, but we decided to graduate from the mothers to the grandmothers, and it's very enjoyable. These are the golden years.
I've worked with a lot of Zappa people and a lot of Mothers people, Mothers Invention people and Zappa people. So I never worked with him, but I worked with at least 25 of his musicians. You know, his music is like this, you know, from 65 up until he passed. The music is very different all the time. It's never boring. There's always something unique about each piece, which keeps it interesting to perform.
I actually met him first, but at a concert. We were on the same stage together, and he handed me his business card, and I gave him my business card. But not long after that, he started coming over to my house, and Bunk was there, and a few other musicians, and we would improvise music to films, all kinds of odd films.
And I think at that same time, Frank looked at some of the albums that Don had and noticed that he had some very avant-garde classical material and a wide range of different kind of music, which Frank took note of because that was one of his things that he liked.
Yeah.
mostly play Frank's music. Yeah, but I compose music, yes. I've had music performed for a string quartet, for a woodwind quintet, for harp, guitar, and piano. What people would say modern classical music.
I was walking in the supermarket just the other day, picking through the vegetables, and a weirdo passed my way. And there, with beady eyes and skin that looked like sand, with tattered jeans and thin jeans, what he said. What was that for really like? Did he fly into a rage? The time. We played at Royal Festival Hall, and written in the score was Jim dressed up like Hendrix. In the audience to score, he's fine and English, usherette, and sized her up for vice. You're the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. But tell me, what was that really like? Did he really get upset? That he won't go all the time. Well, Bunk.
Yeah, Doc.
Well, tell me, what? Tell us all. What was he really like?
Well, he had a sense of humor, I know that. But there was an album called We're Only in It for the Money, and darn, we had to wear dresses.
Well, it's all in the realm of art, wasn't it?
I, you know what, Don? My dress was like a maternity dress. It didn't fit. And besides that, it was white. I didn't like it.
Well, were you pregnant?
No, not at all.
Oh, well.
But I got compliments because it showed chest hairs.
I know, you just didn't like white, and you didn't like dresses, for that matter.
That's true.
At least we played music. It was boss, tough, and bitchin'. Like this. Every photo, disc, and tape, and bootleg to be found. Before anything I had, said I was down. But still, that final question was the one that made me frown. What was that really like? Did he really get upset? All the time.
Yeah, I guess you could say it was a group, but we, once again, it was a bunch of guys that just got together, you know, in my basement or in my garage, and we didn't actually go out and work because we were playing extremely crazy music, just really out there music.
And one of the things that Don had was a box that you could crank, and it had different colors, okay? And when your color came up, you played, and it was kind of free improv. But, you know, that was just another way to get together and play, which fairly original at that point.
I either play drum set or I play percussion of India or percussion of Mexico. So I still do that. I still do that. I either play classical music, like straight classical music, or I play with people from China, India, Africa, Japan, or rock. So I do very different things.
One of the reasons we got together was that my brother was in the army in Trieste, Italy, with Don. Mm-hmm. And when we came out here in 1960, we bumped into Don right away. Yeah. So it was like, hey. And that started our 55 years of playing together.
I was in a band, an army band, along with Herbie Mann and Buzz, his brother, and a bunch of other people. And it was my education, pretty much, in music.
Well, I think that was more of Frank's choice of, at some point, saying to Don, you know, why don't you come over and, you know, try out, you know, for the band. And then at some point he wanted a woodwind player, and Don said, well, have Bung come over, and yeah, you know.
When I met Don Preston, he asked if I played drum set because he had only seen me play percussion of India. So he said, I didn't know you played. He said people were telling me they should ask, he should ask me to play with them, but he thought I just played percussion of India. I said, no, I played drum set as well. And I had actually studied with Ruth Underwood, the percussionist from the Mothers. I had already learned a lot of the music before, so when he asked me, he would ask me, what songs do you know? And at that time, there were 68 albums, 68. So I said, just give me a song. So he would give me a song, and I would sing the melody to him so he knew that I knew the songs.
Thank you. way over 200 albums that are available in the stores, and to choose material from over 200 albums, it's very difficult. Of course, we relate to a lot of the, you know, the first 15 or so albums that we were on, but that is a trial and error as to what most people want to hear. We've, through the years, have settled on certain crowd pleasers, and again, we continually change the repertoire of what we're going to play or what, you know, people would enjoy the most.
Most groups will play 60 minutes to 90 minutes of the same music over and over. So we try not to do that. So we have four different sets of music. So every night when we play, it's a different set of music, so it's not the same set. So like we have A, B, C, D sets, and then we just mix them up or choose so that it's always changing, so that we're not just playing the same thing. In other words, we can play the same 12 songs over and over, but that's not interesting to us. And it was not interesting to him. He did not do that either. Every time he performed, he would change the music. His last concerts in Los Angeles that he played in 1988, I believe, he did three concerts in Los Angeles. And every concert, he did 50 songs, different songs. So he had 150 songs that they could play.
Chris Garcia.
Thank you. Thank you.